Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Major League Baseball is back, although with COVID-19 restrictions, the Yankees welcomed fans at their ballpark for the first time since the 2019 playoffs yesterday. That said, they dropped their opener after 10 innings, 3-2 against the Blue Jays. Meanwhile, the Phillies pulled out a 3-2 win after 10 innings with the Braves. The Rockies defeated the Dodgers 8-5. The Astros whipped the Athletics 8-1. And the Tigers beat the Indians 3-2. The snow was coming down so hard in Detroit that Miguel Cabrera couldn't tell when he hit his first home run of the season. He slid into second base, just in case. The Red Sox-Orioles game in Boston was postponed to today due to weather. And the Nationals-Mets opener had to be postponed after at least three of Washington's players tested positive for COVID-19. That doesn't mean all is quiet for the Mets. Shortstop Francisco Lindor has agreed to a 10-year, $341 million deal with New York. It's the largest ever for a shortstop, topping the 14-year, $340 million deal Fernando Tatis Jr. signed with the Padres in February. In the NBA yesterday, the Nets crushed the Hornets 111-89, the 76ers pounded the Cavaliers 114-94, the Pistons routed the Wizards 120-91, and the Heat downed the Warriors 116-109. In the NHL, the Islanders doubled up the Capitals 8-4, the Penguins topped the Bruins 4-1, the Rangers bested the Sabres in overtime 3-2, and the Canadiens rolled over the Senators 4-1. In college basketball news, North Carolina says Hall of Fame basketball coach Roy Williams is retiring after a 33-year career. The decision comes 2 weeks after the 70-year-old Williams closed his 18th season with the Tar Heels after a highly successful run at Kansas. Williams won 903 games in a career that included three national championship titles, all with North Carolina, in 2005, 2009, and 2017. I'm Jesse King.